We're up to page Pei Vav in the Shat Ramban, page Kuf Lamed Vav in the Chazon Yoel edition. V'hinei yesh lehem shnei gufanei, shinui gufanei betoldotam, kmo shamru, chelbon mibachutz echamon mibifnim, teora, v'efech tme'a. The Ramban had been discussing why certain foods are prohibited. And he said that we have certain insights. We do have a source from the Torah that these foods affect a person, and the 24 birds that are prohibited are birds that are predators. The foods that are prohibited is because those foods can affect a person to be more cruel. And he discussed that, we discussed that last week. And even the way they procreate is different. The Talmud tells us you want to know if it's a kosher egg or a non-kosher egg. Well, if the yolk is on the inside and the, what do you call the white part? The white part of the egg.
The white.
Okay. If the white is on the outside and the yellow is on the inside, it's a pure bird. Then the egg comes from a pure bird. And if it's a non-pure bird, so then if it's a non-kosher bird, so then it switches. You see that non-kosher animals, you can't make cheese out of their milk. And I think that people who eat those foods, that affects them adversely in their capacity to procreate. The Ramban offers his own insight. He says, I think that these ideas indicate that there's an impact medically on a person when he eats these foods. The Talmud says that a pure fish, a kosher fish, lays eggs, and a non-kosher fish, the Talmud says, mashritz. He bears his children inside him like other animals. The question is here how to understand the word mashritz in the Talmud. Viv shal sheyeh toladat zeh ketoladat zeh. And being that they're different physically, so there are differences in their nature, and the one who eats them will be affected by that difference. So the Ramban says, we see within nature there are differences between the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, the kosher foods and the non-kosher foods, and that affects the person. So another area where the Torah enlightens us is with regards to which foods we should and shouldn't eat, which animals, birds, and fish. And then he goes, now we're going on to another important topic, which is the prohibition of being intimate with one's wife when she's menstruating. And over here, I want to bring another example of this idea that the Torah gives us insights about what's the best way naturally to live in this world. With regard to a woman when she's menstruating or pure. The Torah prohibits a person from being intimate with his wife when she's a nida, and that's again because there are natural reasons why it's unhealthy for him to do that. It's known. Medicinal literature has validated it. When a woman is menstruating, she cannot get pregnant. So here you see one idea that the verse prohibits a wife when she's a nida because that's going to encourage having children. And it's true, by the way, because the night that a woman goes to mikvah, by most women, going by the average cycle, is the night that she's most fertile. The night that she goes to mikvah is almost always going to be anyways, it has to be within 36 hours of when the couple's intimate, but usually within 36 hours of when she goes to mikvah, then that's the time she's going to ovulate. You want me to explain the math in it? The science in it? No. Okay. Right, but there's an average. Meaning the average woman gets to mikvah somewhere between 13 and 14 days after she menstruates. The average woman's cycle is 28 days. I know science says 30, but they count both ends of it. So it's really 28 to 29 days. The average woman ovulates between 14 and 16 days before her next cycle, which means she's going to ovulate somewhere around that 24-hour mark that the average woman goes to mikvah. Think about it. If she's going to mikvah between, if the average woman's cycle is between 28 and 30 days, and she ovulates between 14 and 16 days earlier, so she's ovulating somewhere around 14 days into her cycle, and she goes to mikvah somewhere around 14 days into her cycle.
I thought like some people are much like they have their flow for like a day, and then some have it for like a whole like 7 days. Like
it's not so common.
No.
Most women have their flow for. The flow begins lightly and then gets heavier, and the heavy flow is 3 to 4 days, but all in all, it's between 5 and 6 days. The Torah discusses a maximum of 7 days that's considered a healthy woman. The Torah discusses 7 days, but you have to remember that what we discuss and what medicine discusses is different, because medicine doesn't discuss the staining. The Talmud does discuss there's a woman that could have her whole period in 1 day. It comes out like Niagara Falls. I mean, there are women who have that. No, it's till today. There are women that have that, you know, different natures where a woman can have her whole period within a day or two, but that's uncommon. Meaning, it's even today it's uncommon. But at any rate, coming back to the prohibition of nida, he says at the end of the day, it does promote procreation. And there's another reason, as he will discuss next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, there's another reason within nature that we can understand an aspect of benefit, a natural benefit to the prohibition of nida.